Hello, and thanks for joining us on the New Life Show with Dr. Micah Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitza Mazoz. Hello. Up until now, when we talked about emotions on this show, we talked about things that we experience individually. We talked about envy, shame, hate, anger, empathy, many things that we experience. And what we'd like to talk about today is something very special called group emotion. It's like when you go to a really good concert with many musicians. There's always this feeling that between them, if they're on a high level, that there's something that's connecting them. There's a feeling that they're a very qualitative group. And today, as an example, let's take a sports team in which there are similar interactions and try and understand what is a group emotion and how can we build it in order to improve our life in all realms. Nitza, please. Yeah. So let's imagine a situation. Suppose we're watching a soccer team. And what we want to examine is the entire matter of group emotion. Because today it's well known that it's not enough to be a talented, skillful player, but the interaction that happens between the players, their ability to interact non-verbally but emotionally, creating a feeling that they're one functioning body, that each player has their own uniqueness, but together they know how to generate that feeling of a single body, a single force, and eventually they will be the winning team. And today, we'd like to examine what is group emotion. Come to think of it, were we to create a connection between the musicians and an orchestra or the philharmonic, they would have felt the difference because they're very sensitive to the general harmony of the orchestra. And if we could connect them according to the true method of connection between people, how the creation, the musical piece, is really becoming a creation, something that comes from one creator, because the entire orchestra needs to play as a single instrument. I think it would be interesting to work with them. I think we should go for it. We have a few friends that play in the philharmonic and orchestras around the world. I think it would be good. What causes musicians playing together to be so sensitive compared to people in a sports team, for example? Sports team also depends what kind of team. And a sports team is very competitive internally. The philharmonic maybe too, but there you have nonetheless people who are drawn to creativity too, meaning they're examined more and more in the extent to which all in all they bring the musical piece to a very high level, homogeneous level. And in a sports team, every player needs to show himself, how many goals does he score, for example, in soccer or in basketball, and how much he, and in short, they pay him according to his individualism. There, it's much more competitive than in the philharmonic. But it's interesting, here, there, eventually, it doesn't really matter, because all in all, they have one goal, which is to achieve victory. There is the conductor, or coach, or conductor in the philharmonic, in the orchestra. And that's how they work. There are many different kinds of teams, groups. Usually, they achieve it through practice. And also through practice, each starts to feel the other more and more. And, you know, there are psychologists that work with them. And a soccer team, there's lots of inner work going on between them. They sit and talk, and, but nonetheless, it's not the same connection that we're talking about. But here, it's an inner connection. And what we're talking about is a connection based on mutual concession. It's something that doesn't exist anywhere. What could they have reached? Seems to me that they'd always succeed, always. That the group would always win? Yeah. Were they to really internally connect with one another? The way I imagine it should be, meaning as one man and one heart, then no one could defeat them. No one. Meaning it's beyond the particular skills and talents of each and every one of them. Doesn't matter. The corporeal technique will not be able to facilitate the spiritual connection. It's like it says that these are the few, but the strong, etc., etc. It's written that there's already a different kind of calculation that's kicking in there, which is spiritual. There are two approaches about group emotion. The one is, it occurs when they look at the emotion as a mechanism, as a system from above down, meaning there is a group emotion, like a cloud of emotion, and it influences each of the individuals in a group. This one approach. Another approach says, no, group emotion is the connection of the total sum of emotions of each individual in the group, meaning the total sum of emotions that each of them brings to that connection, the connection between them, is the group emotion. Yeah, these are two approaches. I didn't completely understand. Can you repeat the two approaches? The first approach of group emotion looks at emotion as a system, a mechanism, an entity, maybe even an entity that each dissolves in this common emotion. For example, a certain atmosphere that when I come to the group, I'm infected with that atmosphere, I'm adhered to it. The second approach says, no, a group emotion is something that's created from the interaction of the particular emotions of each. Suppose if it's a player, he comes with his emotion. If it's a soccer team, someone comes with their emotion, etc., etc. And all in all, together, that creates a group emotion versus the first one that says what? That it allows the group emotion, that it gives the group emotion a life of its own. It's an entity in and of itself. It has qualities, it has a character. Here, we're not talking about a collection of people, but about the group as one that has a life of its own. Right. And the difference, according to the second approach, is that we're talking about a sum total of emotions brought by the individuals, and this way we can predict what will be the group's emotion. Because you examine each player, what emotion did he come with? So before the game, they can more or less predict what will be the group emotion. It's good for the coach, it's good for everyone. Everyone knows we're replacing such and such a player in the group, no big deal, everything is fine. Another force is joining us, etc., etc. All in all, a group is the sum total of individuals. That's the second approach. Right. Whereas in the first group, all the individuals dissolve within the concept of the group, and you can't replace someone in the group. But it's something that exists as one. Meaning there are additional players that can replace those, but both they and everyone else are as one group. And this is the general entity called the group emotion. Yeah, suppose the group, the soccer team, consists of 30 people. There are 30 people in the team we're talking, including doctors and the masseur and the entire team, everyone, including the players and those that sit on the bench. It's all one team. It's all one thing. No one has an individual feeling. Everyone has a general feeling. That's the group. It's not even we, but the group. Something on a degree higher than us, than the we. Okay, so I understand both approaches. Now I want to ask, suppose we're a soccer team. Extended team, 30 people, etc., etc., in addition to the players. And now we want to develop our group emotion to a higher degree. What do we aspire for? The first thing, where there is this one emotional entity of the group emotion, or the second one, where each puts their emotion in and we build something together. If we want to improve our mutual feeling in the group, that we'll feel each other better, that there'll be better cooperation between us. Because what does a better or worse group mean? In a better group, you feel that everything works, even if you're with your eyes shut. Everything works like one body. The question is, who feels? Who? If you take that soccer team, or suppose the philharmonic, an orchestra, so what follows is that in that orchestra, by training them, by all the musicians knowing how it's supposed to be, and they have the partitura, the notes in front of them, and they know the entire piece from beginning to end and how it's supposed to be, and they have the conductor, the one that organizes the group, and that explains to everyone and everything, and they also talk about the character of the piece. They all know who wrote the piece, the composer, etc., etc. Eventually, they come to a state where they are a group. And they feel someone does a little tick that's a bit off-tune or not off. They feel it all. But all these things are in order to create a complete harmony according to how they understand it, and that's it. Their connection is not for anything else besides playing the piece properly, correctly, to hear wild applause, and that the next day it'll be written, the newspapers, etc., and to go home, get a bit more money, and that's that. Meaning, they're not doing it for the sake of connection. They're not working for the sake of connection and the connection for the sake of something even bigger, but everything that they're doing, their entire connection is to better play the piece in order to be greater, be paid more, etc., etc., be more known. It's a big difference. Let's take this kind of orchestra. Suppose that, and also correspondingly, they work on the connection only in order to carry something out. They have a pretty limited idea. Okay, so let's take an orchestra or a sports team, doesn't matter. And let's say that they want to increase the quality of their group emotion, and they invite you. They say, we heard that you're an expert in connecting people. We want to increase the quality of our connection in order to reach better results, whether it's an orchestra for us to play better or a soccer team to reach greater achievements. What can we add to the connection between people so that the group emotion will grow and reach levels that no one can come to, that it'll break all boundaries? Does a group emotion have boundaries? Say, if instead of 80 or 100 instruments in an orchestra, philharmonic, in a big one, sometimes there are three together, there are different kinds. Suppose you had one instrument. One instrument. That there would sit one person, and there would have been one string in that instrument, and it would do ding, and you would get such pleasure, such fulfillment, attainment, harmony. It's a wonder that this one little ping would do. Meaning, all in all, what we need to come to is inspiration. Inspiration in a group is the result of so many people, so many different instruments, because behind every instrument you have a person that are separate from each other, and they create harmony. Like when you see a soccer team play, the way they're doing things, how they're manipulating the rival team, tick-tock, they understand where everyone's supposed to be. They don't even see each other. I like it. Yeah, I do. They know where to send the ball. We enjoy the harmony. That someone does something unique, something special, it's not about that. The main thing is the fun of the game. That they enjoy watching the scores, 3-2, 2-3, doesn't matter. It's all good for gambling, for whoever gains from it. But someone who enjoys the game knows how to enjoy it. He enjoys the game itself, and not the numbers, the side effects, so to speak. In music, it's clear that there, it's not the end that you enjoy. There's no end. But the harmony, the creation, the emotion, the openness, the mutual understanding between all the instruments. In short, with one string, ding, you can't do something like that. But in principle, this is the fulfillment that you need to come to, that comes as an entire piece. An entire peace, complete peace, is that despite all of the different emotions and different instruments, all the difference between people, all the collisions that exist there between them, etc., etc., and these emotions that are set apart between them, they're all separated. Nonetheless, above it all, they create a common peace, creation, and that's what's good. And the music itself, it usually expresses that emotion. One part is the part of a difficult life, maybe, that something happens and it goes this way. Then it's scrutinized what needs to be done, not knowing what. Then maybe they come to some kind of a solution, and afterwards you already have a victory over all the hardships and the drama in the end, and it reaches joy and real good meaning. In music, there also needs to be a difference in the music between all these stages. It's like that upon all the hardships, that there will be emotion and success. Sometimes it's the other way around, but nonetheless, you're all the time playing in between these two strings, as if sad, sadness, and happiness, joy. Has to be that way. Plus or minus, minus or plus, all the time. Until you shake up the listener to a state where he really becomes inspired and excited from this side and from that side, and it's reaching a solution in the middle line. And that's how it is in everything. It's more felt in music. So the same needs to be in a soccer team during the game. What do you mean? If you ask the players, can they play without an audience? What do they need the audience for? So they're shouting, they're not shouting. So what? They can't? They can't. The audience is a part of their strength. They know how many people there are in the stadium. 10,000 or 100,000. How does it affect the group emotion? Greatly. It's power. It's power. Why do you have a quartet, four instruments, and the philharmonic have 40 or sometimes 70 and even more? Why do you need 10 instruments of the same kind? 10 violins. What happened? Why 10? Isn't one enough? He should go like this, and that's it. But no. Harmony comes from that, even though that they play together on the inside, each is different, and it's felt on every instrument, from every instrument, who's playing it. You feel on every violin that it's being played by a different person, a man or a woman. Who is that musician? It's not enough that I have a Stradivarius. It's not enough. But there needs to be a person behind it that is ready for it, in short. There's not enough words to express it. Same in soccer. If there's no audience, it's not a game. They need the power. What gives the game its power is the audience. The audience awakens additional emotions in them. The emotions of the intensity of the ego. If they can forget about themselves, but in the meantime, I don't see that they can do it in soccer because they're being confused with $1 million, $100 million, different prizes, etc. A good player doesn't think about the money. He's like an artist. He thinks about his creation, about the artistry, and there were really such. So, if during the game they forget about everything, for them it's just a game, not even competition. They don't even compete with the other group. They're creating a single harmony with them, because you can't play by yourself. You need two groups. You can't play without the power of the stadium, of all the 100,000 viewers. It all needs to be one game, all of it. For these games, I'd work not just with one group, but with both groups. I'd work together with the entire public, with the entire audience of the 100,000 people. I'd give them workshops all the time, and after that, enact them in the game. Then everyone would have enjoyed the creation itself that goes on there. But that the technique, the approach, the understanding would be that the entire game is that what wins is their connection. That what wins is the inclination toward connection for the sake of unity. That as opposed as we are, we want to generate harmony. This is actually what needs to happen between a man and a woman. We're complete opposites. We don't understand each other. We came to Earth from completely different planets, as it says, women from Venus and men from Mars, and in between them, Earth, and we landed here and suddenly we met each other. Well, it's just as an example, right? And upon all the contradictions, and these contradictions remain, and we're aware of them, and we're grateful for all of these contradictions, because without them, we wouldn't have been able above them to build a harmony. And the more we'll advance, the contradictions will go and grow, and we need to keep them, not to erase them, and they'll go and grow, meaning in a right, proper group. The ego will grow, the hate will grow, the rejection will grow more and more, They'll be given greater prizes, each of them $50 million for each player for every goal that he kicks in, $100 million. And they'll have to play not for the sake of money, but for the sake of their creation. Just like those play their strings, they play the ball. Meaning the group that wins will be the group that... It doesn't matter who wins. That's not important. What they enjoy isn't who wins, but they enjoy the creation itself. You know, the final score, 2, 3, 5, doesn't matter. That's not important to them at all. What turns out is that it fulfills them. That's the result. But that's on condition that we correctly use our egoistic nature, the differences between us, the distance between us, if we keep it. Not to break it like psychologists want to do, but we keep it. And above it, above this distance, above all the crimes, we reach a connection of love. That there can be love only if it covers crimes. We're aware of it, and above that we work. That's called faith above reason, and that's already a spiritual achievement. Right. What you just described seems as something very high, exalted, that needs a true change in perception. Now the question, if we come to that player or the Philharmonic or whatever, and we start working with them, and we start turning them into a group, a team. We need to be aware of what are we causing them here. Because what happens is that it could be that later on they won't be able to change the players, to change the musicians, replace them, meaning everyone will fit in like in a puzzle. Yeah, that's going to be a problem. It's not like today that you can replace them. No, that they have their steady replacement, no problem. They're together in the same thing. But I'm saying that here there's already a problem. These friends that are already becoming friends, meaning connected together, and they feel that the creation of the game or the symphony is what's important for them and not how much they're paid for it, that they already rise to the spiritual reward and not the corporeal one, then they won't want to leave. They won't be able to leave the group because for them it's a source of fulfillment. Meaning, we already need to be aware of what are we causing them. Afterwards, they'll come to us and complain, what did you do to us? On the one hand, we got life, but on the other hand, in our professional circle, on the professional level, we are now incapable of working with other people. Even the audience to whom we're going to perform now, the concert. So before the concert, we need to have some kind of a workshop with the audience to bring them together with us into some kind of a common feeling, etc. I remember when I had a subscription to the Philharmonic in St. Petersburg. There they used to explain. It was for students. It was practically for free. There they used to explain. What did the composer write, and when, and about what, and about his life, etc., etc., and how we're supposed to listen to it, and how they're supposed to play it, and this why they play it the way that they do, and we're supposed to listen to it in a specific way. He used to explain for like at least 15 minutes. You know, it was enough already. But that gave you an entrance, the preparation to be together with that orchestra. I want to ask about the relations inside the group. If I understand correctly, there's a kind of mind thought trick here in an individual's attitude toward the group. If I'm focused on my own personal reward and success, and so is each of us, suppose we're in the same team and suppose each of us is a great player, we'll be able to achieve a certain degree of success. However, if we'll be able to let go, rise above our own particular perception of what reward will I get when I'll shoot the goal or shoot the basket, and I disconnect from that own personal calculation of mine, and I think only about our mutual creation, the harmony, eventually we'll reach greater achievements, spiritual wins, meaning together and in mutual bestowal. So just to pinpoint my question, I want to reach a better state. Each of us does. When each of us thinks about his own personal state or success, we can reach a certain degree. If we come off that and we really put it aside, each will put aside their own personal success. You will, I will, etc. And we'll be focused only on the harmony, the cooperation, the flow between us. We will reach much greater achievements, higher ones. Yeah. So that's the principle. We will reach spiritual harmony. What do you mean by spiritual? Because we're playing soccer. Doesn't matter. But we weren't talking about spirituality. We were playing ball. That's why I'm asking, what is spiritual harmony? Spiritual means that we're working for the sake of our connection in order to create such a connection in which we feel all of us as one. That each of us disappears there and we become a single body as one man and one heart. And this one man, this one structure that we're all parts of, works in complete harmony, like our body does with our hands and legs. And each of us is above all problems, differences, aloofness, and to the contrary, the more contradicting forces become revealed between us, the more we rise above them and unite, connect. From many drops, we become one drop. It's in mind and in emotion, in intellect and emotion, and I get a new intellect and emotion that then my emotion and understanding are called or considered spiritual. Suppose now you start coaching a football team, soccer team. They hire you. We're hiring you to coach the team for a year. Naturally, the goals of the team aren't spiritual. They simply want to be a good group. Now, if you talk to them, it's very important to them how the audience responds. How do they play? The level of connection between them. Whoever is in a team, nonetheless, on the one hand, they're drawn to collaboration. They're drawn to it. To begin with, it's something that existed in them. Then it disappeared because they're really being toyed with. They're being corrupted. They're being moved from group to group. But really, from the talks that I had with players, I had one of my students. He was a player. It's important to them. He said, I couldn't do it any differently. had an audience of 30,000 people, meaning he and his work, and that he's the goalkeeper, he takes into consideration 10,000 or 30,000 people. The goalkeeper, yeah. It's interesting. It's as though he owes the audience. That's how he was talking about it. But then he broke his finger, and since then it was like this. It's not only the quantity that has an impact, but whether the audience is hostile or supportive, it has a great impact on the players. But let's say we hired you as a coach. To begin with, when I come to the group, you as a coach with your special approach, I coach them psychologically. Yes. They want to be the best possible group that's working in collaboration as one body. What's my condition? I don't know what group, but suppose what I'm asking for is 50 million. That puts some pressure on you. What do we need to pay him that for? Who is he that we pay him? What are his intentions? This, that. First of all, I create tension. I can quietly tell, well, not tell anyone, for everyone to be tense. Yeah. Not that afterwards I give them back the money at the last moment. But everyone feels tense. And I start working with them. First of all the work is like in a regular workshop, only that I put in there different elements from what they're familiar with from their life, because their life is not like the life of an orchestra or ballet dancers. That's also an ensemble, and they too need to reach unity, connection, and the relations there are, God help us. I was a bit related to it. So, in short, we need to work, have workshops and more, and scrutinies and talk, and again and again until we rise above the ego. Just a second before that, you ask for $50 million. Suppose we have the sponsors, you got your $50 million. We bring the man who got $50 million, already we look at you. With expectation, 50 million is a lot of money. No, no, no. You look at me with hate. I'm taking from the group our paychecks. Yeah, yeah, it's not that they brought some sponsor from the side to cover it. I want for the group to feel pressure because they know that you're getting their money that they could have received. Right. Now, in this reality where they're angry at you, why did he steal our salary? The crazy boss brought him. How do we advance from here? Now, we're the players for the matter. First of all, in their eyes, I'm like them. Money, respect, power. Yeah, they're familiar with it. So immediately they treat me and I treat them in a certain way. Why is that important? To have a common language. A common language, that we speak the same language. You give me a blow, you slap me, now I understand what you want. Before that, I didn't understand what you want. You talk, talk. Suppose I'm a player, I see you, I look at you, I see 50 million, and not just 50 million, 2 million of it is mine. When I look at you, that's what I see. So at least you already look at me with an interest. That's for sure. Through positive eyes, negative eyes, doesn't matter, but you care. And then we start working. We start working from the end. That it's not one person who wins, but the group. that the people that write about our game, what they're inspired by is our creation, is the harmony that exists between everyone, the measure in which we understand each other, pass the ball to each other more correctly, how I feel without looking. I feel every player on the field, how everyone runs exactly to the necessary place. This entire group of ours, team of ours, in every given moment, I know what places they're going to be in according to the positions that the rival group takes. Why? Because we're like one man, and therefore I have no problem to calculate where each of them is going to be. And then we're in such harmony that I have no problem. I have no problem to pass the ball to anyone. When I, even with my eyes shut, I can say where everyone is. I pass the ball to them and they receive it. Because he receives it because he knows that he's supposed to receive it from me. So he receives it. And we unite more and more. Besides, in that we build our connection as a connection that's above the rejection. What rejection? There are different disputes between us. Naturally, between the players. Yeah. Hate, envy, lust, honor, respect, power. He scored 2 goals. I didn't score anything yet, so he'll get a few millions. I'll get nothing. He'll be taken to some league, and what about me? So now we're talking differently. First of all, what we talk about is that all of us make the same. Earn the same. No more, no less. All of us the same. We're building a homogeneous group. Everyone understands each other. Everyone feels each other. Despite the different calculations that we have, we don't bury them. But above them, we build our connection. We understand that the bad relations between us are a result of our nature, my egoistic nature, constantly warms me up and emits like a volcano more and more pillars of smoke and ash outwards, and I'm really, I become filled with the rage against everyone that in me it's all burning and gushing, and against him and against him. And atop all of these eruptions, I put love and cover all of these eruptions. There's an eruption, hop, I push it in. And another eruption at someone, and hop, I put it in, push it in. And this way, out of our restraint, by restraining myself, by shedding my evil inside of me, that it remains, but I shut it. Why? Because what's more important to me is the feeling of connection and love than exploding at everyone. And this is how we work. It's training, really. Many actions. But the players, eventually, they need to reach a state where what's important to them is the feeling that they're connected as one man, and the play, the game for them is the means. And the millions that they get, it's the means of a means. And everything else isn't taken into consideration at all. The main thing is that we're so much connected that by our connection, upon all of the disputes and the volcanoes that erupt on the inside, we reach harmony, that then we feel the intensity of the harmony according to the power of the explosions that occur in each of us. And then, probably, what we've reached is the desired result, which isn't for the sake of the game itself, but for the sake of the general harmony, in order to feel ourselves as one. Because there's no difference between us. Because we're in some kind of cloud, like one man, like one body. This is what we come to. This is our creation. And then the audience that is also connected to it in some way becomes included in it like in a whirlpool and is tied to the group. And then they really feel the game. Here it's a game of life. That you get a new life from this simply ordinary, regular soccer, that there's nothing about it. To sum up, you started from the end and you went back to the beginning. So I understand that the picture in the end is that we're a group. And we don't feel as a collection of individuals, but we feel as one man. Yeah. The connection between us is perfect, like the harmony that exists between organs in a single body. Yeah. Without looking, I feel everyone. I know where you're going to be on the field according to the moves of the rival game, of the rival team, and this is what we aspire to come to. Now, this is after you got the 50 million, this is what you want to bring us to, for us to feel as one, and that with our eyes shut, there will be a perfect feeling of harmony between us, like between the organs and a body. This is what you asked the 50 million for. Right, but there's a problem here. Our life isn't paradise. If it's one body, then tomorrow something will happen. And from that one body, they want to cut off a hand or leg or even a head. What do you mean? That's what I mean. Imagine that the team is like one body and you want to cut off a certain organ from it. What do you mean by cut off? To take a person out of that group or team. Wait a second, before you change the structure, I understand the end picture for which you asked for the $50 million for. That you can bring the team to a feeling that they're as one man and one heart and complete harmony. This I get. Now, this is what you want to bring us to. By the way, such a process of bringing people to such a connection, does it require of them to be on a certain professional level? Or it could only happen in a group that's at the very top with very sensitive players, or any group? Any group. Good. Now, you explained that in the heart of the process, I understood that we need to build a connection above the rejection. You said that there are eruptions between us, envy, hate. Why did he pass? Why didn't he pass? He's an egoist. He's thinking only about himself. He wants to score. He wants to score by himself, etc., etc. 1,000 different emotions of separation that show your skills versus mine, etc. That's life. This I understand. The key principle, you said, is that we build a connection above the rejection. We don't oversee the explosions, but that every time that there's an explosion, I simply swallow it in like a volcano. And you said that for this, in order to be able to swallow all of these explosions, that we always need to arrange in thought that we want to feel as one. This is something that needs to accompany us all the time. That if this is what we aspire for, it will give us the strength to overcome these things. And I want to ask, suppose we just finished a game, and different things happen. We're not in the final state yet, but how long do you think it will take you to bring us to feel as one body? I don't know you. I have no idea. But they have a group emotion. They have the preparations for it. I think that it depends on the measure to which they're corrupted by the public, by money, by public opinion in general. I don't mind, but it'll take about how long? Several months at least. Okay. So I want to understand, what does our day look like? Suppose soon we have a game, we need to prepare ourselves. How? We all came from home, each from his home. How do we prepare for the game? We start everything with a workshop. What do you mean? A workshop is that we sit and talk about our connection, about rising above the ego, about the harmony in nature, about the harmony between us. How can we develop this sense in which I feel everyone existing with me in one body, like my organs are collaborating, working together? How will we build such a body in which each is as an organ working without thinking that each and every part in the body, look at how I am now, what is the hand doing, the leg, the body, the head? I'm not thinking, but this is how they work. Meaning, if everything's connected together into a single structure, then if I move, then everything moves. And this is how the body works. And we need to bring them to the same state. So we have workshops, different activities. This is what they do. Suppose an hour and a half of a workshop before the game, before everything, before the warm-up, before training, before everything. Okay, so what do? Before every group activity, regardless which, we have a workshop. How long? An hour, suppose. An hour and a half. Do the goals of the workshop change every time? The goal is one, to bring them to a common spirit, to make them feel as one. Yeah. Then they do the warm-up. So when they warm up, there is one group where each helps the others. There are several actions, group activities. We already feel the spirit, because what is a warm-up? These are elements of the soccer game, closer or more distant from the game, in which they're also interacting with each other, helping each other. One throws the ball, the other catches it. This is how they are. Or they do, you know, this kind of run. Yeah. They already need to be in a mutual feeling that this is a preparation for a team game to reach a sensation of connection and unity between us and keep it, and also mutual responsibility between us. That if someone doesn't give his 100%, then the others suffer because of him. Really, like in a body. In soccer talk, it means I give my soul to the team. Okay. And then comes soccer practice that simulates a game. Yeah. There, I don't know, suppose we play against each other in practice. So there too, it needs to be clear to us that even when we're playing against each other, I can play against my friend and I can play with him, and it's not that important. Together or against? Because what I want to reach here is connection, a creation. I demand of those playing together with me right now a connection on the level of one body. And those that are playing against me, those same friends, very friends, they too play in a similar connection against us, but both against and in favor. It's all in all in order to create a single creation. Like, man, in my belly I have plenty of grudge against you. And it's natural. Everyone has what to say to the others. This is how we are. But above that, we build a connection up to the point of love. That which you have on the inside, that's on the inside. It doesn't come from me. It comes from our nature that constantly heats us up. And precisely because of it, we can connect above it and reach connection, mutuality, and love. Same thing here. It's a good that today we have part of the group against us, and we, between us, all in all, are generating a harmony above the two groups. But wait, I don't want to talk about the other group. I paid you lots of money. No, but just understand. It's practice. Because I'm teaching them, and this is important. Wait a second. Because we're teaching them how to reach harmony. And it doesn't matter whether I'm playing against part of the group or with some other group or against the wall. Doesn't matter. What's important is that they're drawn to harmony, to being one, to creating one single creation, like one body. And if the group divided now into two parts in order to play against each other, then so what? But both these and those wish to reach harmony, meaning the way they pass the ball, etc., etc. Their approach is to do it as one body, as a single mechanism, for it to be seen on the entire football field, that here it's like clockwork, like cogwheels that are moving, operating, activating each other, even if it's in different directions. Right, still it's harmony, like strings. You can't have minor without major. Inside the group, suppose I'm in a certain group, and between us there's a certain relationship now inside the group, and now I felt that you need to pass to me, to pass the ball to me, and you prefer to keep the ball to yourself and score. How is that? That's what happened. You told me that I have this volcano erupting. I swallow it. How can I swallow it? I want to kill you now. After the game, no, before that, what do I do now online? Online, you have to swallow it. So what does it mean to swallow it? Now I feel that I'm about to explode. Because I really made a mistake. The way I see it, yes. But if I ask you, you think you're fine. You did something to the benefit of the group. You were sure that you're going to bring us the achievement. So between us, there's a conflict. No, it's not a conflict. We call that move, we say that we see that move, the same move, differently. Meaning the hand and leg don't understand each other. That's called disconnection or paralysis inside the body. What do I do in a state of paralysis? I'm about to explode. Right now, you overcome. What do you mean? As if nothing happened, as if I played correctly, but you didn't. As if I played correctly. Do you understand the word as if? You swallow. Swallow? What do you mean by swallow? A moment later, as if nothing happened, you continue playing with me in harmony, as if I'm 100% right. What I tell myself. Doesn't matter. After the game, we sit down and deal with it. But online, what do I tell myself? How am I capable of swallowing now? In online, you're saying that probably you were the one who did not understand what I did, that probably you didn't see these things properly. I'm telling that to myself in make-believe. Right, because I don't think that. Like with your kid. Your kid wants to do something good. He wanted to help mom do the dishes. And he broke what he broke. Look at the sweet face you have now. Happens a lot at home. You're filming him, right? Let him see his face later. Why do you forgive him? Because he wanted to do good. The intention was good. Exactly. And what, you think that your friend didn't want something good? I need to think about it. Our time's up. In conclusion, if we want to develop a more and more qualitative group emotion, what's the key? Connection above separation. Love covers all crimes in a way that you will see crimes, destructiveness in each and every one, and every time you'll have room to concede and to look at them as your beloved children. And this way, gradually, you'll start understanding that all the incorrect readings, the way you incorrectly read everyone, these are flaws in you and not in them. They're all angels. Thank you very much, Dr. Lightman. Thank you, Nitsa. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.